A new moon is coming. The moon is always full. We just can't always see it. So we name it by what we can see. Half, crescent. It shows itself in fractions and slivers. Depending on the light, it might look like part, but it is whole. When you're feeling almost, nearly, partial, when they treat you like you're half empty, disappearing from view like a waning crescent, when no one sees you because the light around you doesn't shine quite right, and not even the sun knows your angles. When they have Saturn V and NASA while others have Icarus wings, and they wonder why only they launch, when even the solar system seems systematically unjust, when it feels like you're in eternal orbit, a satellite, heavy with eclipsed hope. When they call you fractured and fractions, half, quarter, and crescent, declare you two-thirds of a moon, when you've been through countless phases, but none of them had enough stars. When they are astronaut, using you as a place for unloading and floating, pierce you with the flagpole, stab into your skin, proclaiming you theirs, it's only natural you'll howl toward lunacy. But remember, you are whole all the time, like the moon is full even when no one can see it all or when no one bothers to look up. You are the reminder that day is gone and day is coming back. Remember that even your hair forgets gravity, floating to apogee. And your craters are just places to pour more love. You are phases and stages of celebration and grief. You are rare as a blue moon. When you don't see the sun, just know you have your own light, natural, needed. Even when it seems like lunar and solar are only polar, remember that they both sleep in the sky. Just remember, the moon is always full.